Welcome to Christians Community Center of Los Angeles, the church for truth seekers. I am Pastor Tom Washington, and it is a blessing to be given the opportunity to share the word of truth with you. Our prayer is that you take that truth and apply it to your life with power and authority. For more information about Christians Community Center of Los Angeles Ministries and other teaching opportunities, please visit us at www.ccla.org. We also want you to do as 2 Timothy 2:15 states, you must study to show thyself approved unto Yahweh, a workman needing not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Shalom.
Praise of our saints. I'm sorry, I just grabbed hold to that line. We worship. Adore you. We declare there's nobody like you. Do you understand what you're saying there? We worship, adore you. We declare, we're making it known right now that there ain't nobody like you. I thank you for that. Tell your neighbor, we declare there's nobody like you.
Nobody like
you. Tell somebody else, we declare. There's nobody like him. Let's say it at a church. We declare. There's nobody like you. Hallelujah. There's power in that statement. Because I've been through some stuff. And the only way out was declaring that there's nobody like him. Anybody know what I'm talking about this morning? I'm just saying. I'm sorry, I can't let it go right now. He wants the church to understand that there is nothing that he cannot do. So he wants to come out of your mouth that you declare that there's nobody like him. Nobody can do it. Nobody can give you the victory like he can. Hallelujah. Nobody. Nobody else. Nobody else. Nobody else. Nobody can do it. Nobody can get you through. Nobody can get you over. Stop trying to do it without him. You're not going to be able to do it because there's nobody like him. And he wants you to declare it. He wants you to say it with your mouth and believe it. So lift up your head and say, I declare, there's nobody like you. Nobody's worthy of the praise. Nobody's worthy of the honor. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Ah, Father. Hallelujah. Yay, Hassan. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. We declare, Father. Yay, Hassan. Nobody's like him. Hey, Hassan. Oh, Yahushua. Yeah. Can we just say praise Yahvah? Hallelujah. Yahvah is good. His mercy endures forever. He just want to be praised.
That's all he wants.
Sometimes you got to praise your way through. Hallelujah. Hey, Osha. Hallelujah. He is great and greatly to be praised. Hallelujah. Whew. That's the only way to get started. Tell your neighbor it's a good start. Oh my goodness. He just needs to be acknowledged. Because we say that he's great and we say there's nobody like him, but do we really act like it? He's just looking for a few people that's going to believe that his word is true. Hallelujah. I had to go in on that. Hey, Sean. Woo. What a ride. Let's go to 2 Corinthians if you can. Hallelujah. Oh, the 10th chapter. It's a new season, saints. It's a new season. For grace, for favor. This is my season to what? Reap what I have sown. Oh, y'all needed to be here on Wednesday night if you didn't get that, yeah. And what do we have in the ground? We've got a seed in the ground. All right. So 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter. What have we been talking about? We've been talking about getting this mind in line with the word of Yahweh. It's a kingdom state of mind. That means that we're always in expectancy about what Yahweh's word says about our situation, about our life, about what we need him to do. And we stop thinking the old way. Our minds have been transformed. Hallelujah. Thank Yahweh that our minds have been transformed. But you have to allow the transformation to take root, right? There's some things that you've been raised to think. There's some bad ways of thinking that you have adopted, right? That have created some situations in your life. You've got to break through that. The only way that you're going to break through all of the bad thinking, all of the years of bad concepts, bad theories, bad thinking, or as we usually call it, stinking thinking, is that you need to declare that there's nobody like Yahweh, and you're going to turn your mind over. Say, I need to turn my mind over to Yahweh. See, many times, instead of turning your mind over to Yahweh, you still keep your mind to yourself. Well, I think. Well, I feel. And you tell somebody exactly what the word says, and they have the nerve, the unobligated gall to say, but I think or I feel. Saints, I'm going to tell you right now, Yahweh don't care what you think. If you didn't know it before, you know it now. He don't care what you think, and he don't care what you feel. The only thing that he's concerned about is that you're going to turn yourself over to his will. That's all he wants. He wants some willing people that are going to turn their lives over, that's going to turn their mind over and say, you know, Yahweh, I done tried it my way. Now I'm turning it all over to you. Because isn't that, you done lived your life doing what you, who lived their life doing what they wanted to do? I wish I had more than two hands. But I don't know about you, but in my case, I messed it up. I tore it up. I destroyed it. And then I had to get to a state of mind that said, you know what? Help me. Because I can't do it. I tried to do it, but I couldn't do it. So you got to get to a point in your life where you say, take it, you got it, fix it. I trust you with my life. I trust you with my mind. And I know that nobody can work it out for me like you can work it out for me. But a lot of times we spend our saved life still, you sitting up here in these pews right now. And some of y'all are determined to still do your thing. Tell your neighbor, it ain't gonna work. It's not. I can give you lists, bookloads of people who have tried it, and it didn't work. People that have been so successful, right? They think they made money, but they're taking their own life. Does that make sense to y'all? You say, but you would say, oh, if I had that much money, I wouldn't take my life. More money. Somebody said more problems. I wasn't trying to quote P. Diddy, but amen. But we got to start thinking the Yahweh kind of way. We got to start thinking the God kind of way. And so don't forget that the enemy, his job is to keep you from thinking properly. So what he'll do to keep you from thinking properly is He'll try to throw fear in there. And I told you guys what fear was. False evidence appearing real. It's not real, right? He'll try to discourage you, right? And if all those things don't kind of work, then he'll try to inhibit your senses by drugs, alcohol. He'll try to get to your thinking by the media. So he'll try to, if you're listening to the wrong music, he can affect your thinking by the music you listen to. Right? If you're thinking, if you listen to thug, book, be a thug, thug, be a book, thug, thug, like thug. What you gonna start thinking? Thug. You gonna walk up in church, say, somebody say, praise God, you like, praise God, walk. That's the thug life, right? If you're listening to sex me up, sex, sex, sex it up, sex, sex, sex it up. Look at up, look at that skirt. Oh, look at there, look at that. Pumps in a bump. I'm just saying. You see how long it's been since I listened to music. He's trying to find a way in so that he can control the control tower. Because if he can get a hold of your thinking, he can control your life. And if he can control your life, he can control your outcome. Turn your mind over to Yahweh. He is the ultimate control room controller. He will work this. But you got to trust him with this. So if we go to 2 Corinthians, it's all about war. We are in a war. We are in a war. A war has been declared on your soul. When you decided that you were turning your life over to Yeshua, Satan declared war on you. He said, I'm gonna get you by any means possessory or necessary. He got his demons out for you. But guess what? Yahweh has already given you the victory. You've already won. So the only way the enemy can get to you is to fool you. And the only way he can fool you is by means of getting you scared, getting you doubting the word of Yahweh, getting you discouraged, trying to fog your mind up with stuff, controlling your eye gate, your ear gate. So you got to turn it. So let's go here, 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter. If you want victory in 2015, you better change your thinking. So we go here. The 2 Corinthians, the 10th chapter, the 3rd verse. For though we walk in the flesh, we're not warring after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through Yahweh to the pulling down of strongholds. Strongholds is a house of thoughts. It's a demonically induced pattern of thinking. And those strongholds can control your life. And guess what the word of Yahweh does? The word of Yahweh is a weapon. Say the word is a weapon. And the word is so powerful that it can pull down those strongholds, right? And it says in the 5th verse, casting down imagination. What are imagination? That's all those thoughts and the way of thinking and your theories. And when you say, I think and I feel, those are imaginations. Yo, I feel that. I think that the church, I think that the word. It says imagination. Say, my thinking is imaginations. And guess what, y'all? If imaginations was good, he wouldn't tell you that you need to cast them down. So evidently, the bad way of thinking is something that needs to be what? Guess what? Yahweh don't cast it down. He has given you the power and authority to take thoughts captive. What does that mean? When a bad thought comes, it's your job to take that, grab it, and lead it right on out your life. Give it the boot. Whose job is it to give it the boot? Tell your neighbor, it's your job to give it the boot. You have to take a cast down imaginations and take everything and every high thing that it what? Exalts itself against the knowledge. What does that mean? Every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge, that means the word of Yahweh is going to say something and your thinking is going to try to tell you something different.
All right, all right.
And any thought that tries to buck up against the word of Yahweh, you need to cast it down. Anything. Anything, whatever it is, if it's contrary to what the word says, you look, cast it down. You're looking for a blessing from Yahweh. Hey, and whether it be financial or whatever. But he didn't tell you to cheat on your taxes to get the blessing. He didn't tell you to claim 15 dependents. You ain't got no kids, but you got kids on your tax return. That's not a blessing. His blessings are legitimate. Amen. But see, that's what we get. We get to thinking. We were con artists in the world. And you try to bring your con artistry to the church, to the kingdom. Kingdom ain't about, there's no such thing as kingdom con artistry. If Yahweh said he gonna bless you, he gonna bless you, and it's gonna be legal, and it's gonna be good, and it's gonna be better than you could ever have imagined yourself. Hallelujah. So when that thought comes that, hey, you know you can make an extra two if you just lie on, what are you supposed to do?
Cast it down.
Cast it down. Say, I bind that in the name of Yeshua. Hallelujah. We really need to talk about this because it's the first of the year and y'all doing your taxes now. Amen. Yay, man. Yeah. You need a word. Okay. And every high thing is also the knowledge of Yahweh, and bring it into captivity, every thought to the... So if it's contrary to Yahweh, you take authority over it, right? And then you take your thinking and you bring it into what? Obedience. Do you know that you got to tame your thoughts? You got to get your thoughts used to the word? Because your thoughts will do anything. They'll go anywhere. So if you're telling, anybody got a dog? You got to make that dog what? Obedient. Do you want the dog whizzing and pooping in your house? So what do? You got to what? Train it. Why? Because the dog is wild, right? He's used to being out there in the wild. And you trying to, what do they call it? Domesticate the dog? Well, you got to do the same thing with your mind. Because your mind can be a dog. Your mind has been out there in the wild. Right? Some of our minds have been in some crazy situations. Hey, some of our minds have been in prison and different places. Some of our minds have been alcohol abused and drug abused. But hallelujah, that the power of Yahweh can bring any mind to the obedience of Mashiach. So there's some stuff that goes on in the jailhouse. There's a way of living and a way of doing things that happens in prison. And there's a way you got to think. But whom the Son sets free is free indeed. You ain't got to think that way in the kingdom. You leave that thinking what? In prison. Leave your thinking behind. And that's what he's trying to say. He's trying to say, you need to train your mind. I've given you all the tools, but you've got to do it. You got to domesticate or kingdominate your mind. So that means that mind starts thinking like the kingdom. Okay, so it says 6, and having a readiness to revenge all disobedience. That means your mind is going to want to do some disobedient stuff. Say, uh-uh. Can't do that. It's just like, listen, I'm just like the next person. I'm trying to stay in a 34. But when I'm disobedient, it's not happening. And I don't want to buy a 36 or a 38. But how am I supposed to control that? discipline. I have to bring my, what, thoughts into subjection. Say those cupcakes look better on the plate than they do on me. But there's a lot of things that you guys need to do that. You do when you're working out, when you need to lose weight, right? When the doctor tells you your sugar is up, what you gonna do? I'm praising y'all off of my healing, and you chug a lug and Coca-Cola and all the sugar. Obedience. And so we got to get our minds around that. And that's the same thing with the things of Yahweh. We've got to be obedient to the word of Yahweh. Okay, so let's go here. I want to take you to the scripture. Let's go to Hebrews. So in this thinking, you got to believe that it's the right thing to do, right? You got to tell yourself, Yahweh's not trying to keep me from, he's trying to keep me from failing. Say, Yahweh's trying to keep me from failing. Because if we don't follow his word, we're going to fail. And he doesn't want you to fail. He's got some stuff for you. So let's go here. Hebrews, the 6th chapter. And we've got to be convinced. Yahweh's looking for people who are convinced that his word is true. He's looking for people who are convinced that his word is good. He's looking for people who are convinced that his word is the only way to go. Anybody in the house convinced that Yahweh's way is the only way to go? Okay. Because I can save you guys a lot of time. You know, I don't want to waste your time, and I don't want you wasting my time. You know? If you think that there is a better way than Yahweh, there goes the door. It's 12:34. You got some time to get to a really good brunch. They got across town. Because if you think that you got a better way than him, there's no need for you to sit here. I only want people to sit here that believe that his way is the only way to go, and they're willing to do it his way. I mean, why waste a good, perfectly good Sunday? There's a lot of things going on in the world. You can have a champagne cruise, right? Some of y'all thinking about that now, anyway. There's a lot of other things going on. But he wants people that are convinced. Say convinced. He's looking for people that are convinced that his way is the only way to go. All right? So, knowing this, go to the 6th chapter and the 9th verse. But, beloved. Wait, hold up. Who is beloved? Do you know he addresses you in so many different ways? But he's addressing you as his. What does that mean? He means the loved ones. The ones that he loves. The ones that he cares for. Right? The ones that he laid down his life for. The ones that he allowed himself to endure the cross for. Because he loved you so much. Say, I am his beloved.
I am his beloved.
See, a lot of times when we really understand who we are and our position in him, we wouldn't do some of the things that we do. If we understood our position, we would not come to church. I believe that. And you know one thing, other thing I'm convinced about? We depend on Yahweh for everything. I don't believe that he would give us a job that would not allow us to come to his house and serve him and worship him. Let me say that one more time. Because there's a lot of jobs out there, people. But I've been in the word many years. I've seen the word in operation. I've seen it work in my life. What you do is you ask for what you want. You ask him, Yahweh, I want a position where I can come and serve you. And when people are specific and ask, guess what he does? He gives them a job where they can come and worship. Because let me tell you something. The devil's giving out jobs too. See, you think just because it's a job that it's from him. No, devil got jobs too. Ooh, he got some good jobs too. He gets some jobs that get you right up out of here. He'll get some jobs that will put you in a oil rig in Alaska where and you so caught up in the money and what you think the money's going to do, but you don't realize that you spending what? You are isolated in Alaska. In the middle of Alaska. Is that his will? No fellowship? No people? So listen, tell yourself this, because you need to tell yourself, Yahweh has a job for me. But so does the devil. Say it. Yahweh, I want to be so in your word that I know the difference. Thank you, Father. All right. We need to understand that. Because the first thing we say, Yahweh gave him it. It's just as a job. He gave it to He not just being a dope dealer is a job too. Did he give you that? It's a job, ain't it? Any former dope dealers? Former. Okay? Wasn't it a job? It sure was. You had to be an accountant. You had to be a chemist. You had to be a packager. You had to be able to market yourself and promote. And you had to deliver. And that's a job. So that tells us that every job, and you had to hire security. So we know what Yahweh has for us. And it's good stuff. So it says in here. But you have to tell your mind that, because your mind will say, oh, I'm just going to take anything. Uh-uh. You want to take what's ordained by Yahweh. And it says Hebrews or Ephraim, the 6th chapter says, but beloved, we are persuaded better things of you. And things that accompany salvation, though we thus... He says, we are persuaded better things of you. It means Yahweh, because he loves us, he's expecting better things from you. He's expecting better from us. What is better? That we trust him enough that we are giving him our thoughts. We're not leaning onto our own understanding. And things that accompany, there's stuff that comes with being saved, y'all. There's a way of thinking and a way of living and a lifestyle that comes with salvation. Though we thus speak. For Yahweh is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor. He's doing stuff for you, y'all. He knows that you're trying to serve him. So you think that Yahweh's going to try to make it harder for you? No. He's trying to make it easy. And ain't nothing easier than just casting your cares upon him and saying, take my life, Yahweh. Because I used to be a worrier, and it didn't profit me nothing. Didn't solve my problems. Didn't do nothing. But now when I learned how to turn it over to Yahweh, I can sleep at night. Hey, come on. I can sleep at night, and I sleep good. And it says, for Yahweh is not unrighteous to forget your work and labor of love, which you have shown toward his name. Anybody working, and you know the real name, the true name, right? Show toward his name in that you have ministered to the saints and do minister. And we desire that every one of you do show the same diligence to the full assurance of hope. What does that mean? Tell your neighbor, we got to keep on serving him. We got to keep on believing him. We got to keep on living by his word. If we do that, we're going to make it to the end. We got anybody that wants to make it to the end? We can do this. Right? And so it says, and that you be not slothful, 12th verse, but followers of them. What does slothful mean? We got lazy saints. It is an acronym. I can't remember it right now. But lazy. Guess what? You not wanting. Well, you got it? Inactive, passive, lazy. Don't you know that you got this word? You need to be working the word. You shouldn't be lazy, saints. You should be what? Working the word. Confessing the word. What? Doing the word. Demonstrating the word. I look out here, I should see nothing but victorious, overcoming, conquering believers. Because we got to keep working this. Guess what? Being saved is a full-time job. We got to keep working it 24/7. Got to work it. We can't get lazy. And so it says what? Be not slothful, but followers of them through faith and patience inherit. What is it going to take on your part? Faith. And what? Patience. Do you understand what patience is? Tell your neighbor, we got to wait sometime. But be patient. Because your deliverance, your change, your victory, your breakthrough is imminent. It's coming. But you got to be patient. But what do you do during that time? You got to praise him. Keep on thanking him until it happens. And that's what some of us do. We get lazy. We just give up. They ain't coming. And it could be right there. And let me explain something to you. Around 4 o'clock in the morning, 4:15, it's usually the darkest part of the night. But if you hang on just one more hour, you'll see daybreak. Breakthrough, at the point of breakthrough, right before Yahweh's getting ready to do something, it's the time with the most tension. Why? Because the enemy knows that breakthrough is imminent. It's on the way. And so he'll try to really kind of twist stuff and make stuff. He's like, I only got one more chance to make them give up. Because he already knows that he's defeated. But if he can fool you and turn you the other way before your breakthrough comes, then that means he's won. I'm telling you, saints, stop falling for the okie doke. Your breakthrough is coming. Yeah, it might seem things are a little tighter, but it's always tighter before it breaks through. Anybody know what I'm talking about? So you better praise him through that. You gotta praise him through it. You gotta keep on pushing, keep on confessing and believing. Right there. It's right there. Because I've seen it happen. I've seen breakthrough come. And the devil get crazier. And he used some crazy folks too. Try to get me distracted. I ain't going to get distracted. And it says, be patient. Patience and faith inherits the promises. For when Yahweh, come on, he's giving us an example. I love when he gives examples. What's that verse? Are we at the 13th? What does it say? For when Yahweh made promise to Abram, because he could swear. Uh-oh, wait. What? Wait a minute. Wait a minute. He could swear by what? Wait. He could swear by what? There's nobody greater to swear by. There's nobody greater than him. We declare there's nobody greater. We declare there's nobody like him. And he said, because what? He wanted to swear by something greater, but he couldn't find anything greater to swear by. And he said, what? He swore by himself. Why? Because there ain't nobody greater than he is. I swear by, well, me. Because there's nobody else. And he said, swear by himself, saying, if I swear by myself, because there's nobody greater, surely blessing, I will bless thee. And multiply, I will multiply thee. And so after he had patiently endured, he obtained the promise. Saints, you got to understand, he promised it. And he is not a God that can lie. He cannot lie. And he says, I swear by, and I swear by myself, because there ain't nobody greater than me to swear by. And if I swear by myself, you best believe it's guaranteed that I'm going to do what I said I'm going to do. And he said, yea, I will bless thee. Yea, I will multiply thee. Anybody want to be blessed? Anybody want to be multiplied? Don't have me run around here. I need some saints that is ready for to be multiplied. Anybody ready to be multiplied? Hallelujah. And it's guaranteed multiplication, because you can't swear by nobody greater. You better tell somebody, ain't nobody. Stand up and tell somebody, ain't nobody greater.
Nobody greater than him.
Hey! Nobody greater.
Nobody.
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 Nobody. Nobody.
Nobody.
We declare there is nobody greater. Grab somebody in agreement. You better come on. In the name of Yeshua, hallelujah, we declare that there's nobody greater. There's nobody greater than Lava. Hallelujah. There's nobody like him. His promises are sure. And
amen.
Hey,
amen.
Hey.
I declare.
We declare. We declare. Hallelujah. Yay. His promises are yay and amen. Hallelujah. Yay! Yay! Hallelujah! Yay! Hallelujah! Holy Shadi! Nobody! Hey! Osha! Shindorora! Yay! Osha! Yay! Osha! Hallelujah! Hallelujah! Yay, Osha. Thank you, Father. Father Yahweh, we come to you right now in the blessed name of Yeshua, thanking you and praising you.